Hello, everybody. Old Buck Dave here. Two Old Bucks, episode 179. With me is none other than
Old Buck Dale.
Old Buck Dale. The two Old Bucks are together again. Naturally.
Episode 179, Dave.
That's 179. We're getting closer and closer to something. Yeah.
So every episode is a good episode as we get closer and closer to birthdays, I should say, you know. So you got a lot to tell me. I mentioned, I saw your note.
First of all, Duquesne just upset BYU in the first round of the NCAA. So that was good. 71-67, a real nail biter. So go Duquesne Dukes. Unfortunately, we didn't get Pittsburgh in there this year, but Pittsburgh is represented by Duquesne. So that's great.
Did you see that NIT? There's an NIT tournament.
There is. I've not looked at it yet. Did it start
I tried
already?
To figure that out. I tried to figure that out, what the difference was. And it has something to do with picking the NCAA.
The winner of the NIT is looked at as the 65th best team in the country.
Well, there was something about that, but there was some basketball and I was watching it. However, these early games, this first knockout round, is really kind of crazy. You know, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Staying up late to watch them.
I'm going to be doing that. I got my bracket filled out. My wife's got her bracket. She made a fatal mistake here of picking BYU over Duquesne in the first round. So I'm ahead of her already. One of the few times. Yeah.
Well, we'll keep up with that. I mean, we'll be talking about that, I'm sure. Is it 2 weeks of madness or something like that?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be crazy. Sleep deprived. It's the best sporting event. Unless you live in Europe, and then it would be football, a.k.a. soccer, I guess. But anyway, so what's going on your side of the country?
Well, the most exciting thing lately in my neighborhood is a large community yard sale.
Community yard sale.
I don't know if all our listeners around the world who may pick us up know what that amounts to, but it basically is everything that you thought was treasure is no longer treasure, and you put it in this big pile in some location in the driveway or whatever on tables, and you put little nickels and dimes prices on it and try to get rid of it for a few coins, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But this is there is basically 150 people that could contribute, and I've been working on it over there for the last 3 or 4 days. We still have people bringing stuff in. I mean, it looks like a well-stocked home goods store. You know what those home goods are?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all the junk. That's all the junk you can think of. All the decorative things you can't imagine. Everything
junk
you can imagine.
Nobody wants, right?
Yeah. Here it is, and all the stuff in there. And I'll give you a quick example. There's tools and everything, but I noticed the other day an actual typewriter. An actual electric typewriter, a small one. I forget. I didn't notice the brand, but everything the electric was supposed to be workable. And I'm thinking, holy smokes. If you try to find a typewriter, a manual typewriter, it's very difficult to find one of them.
Send it to Tom Hanks, man.
So we're going to turn this thing loose in a few days.
Are you like the MC here or anything like that?
Well, everything you can think of. And you would think, who was storing this stuff? What possessed them to even buy it in the first place?
Yeah. Like what?
Your $150 golf bag that you thought was really cool. Yeah. Now going to be sold for $3. You only used it twice.
You know, I participated in one community yard sale, and that's when we lived up in Chatham Village in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a big thing, and I had my stuff set up on my own table that I had just bought recently, a nice folding table. And I had to go somewhere, and so one of the neighbors said, I'll watch the table for you. You know, I still had some junk on it. And I came back, and I said, where's my table? And she said, I sold it. I sold your table. What?
Basically everything is fair game. I mean,
she said, was that, but you didn't want, no, that was the table. That was my table. she's a great gal. And we, every time we get together, that's one of the things that we laugh about is the, is the table.
Well, I'll let you know how this turns out, but I expect
Okay.
it to be an absolute zoo because there are some really good deals if people who want to collect, other people's
Cast-offs.
collectibles, yeah, cast-offs, or but I don't know. I want to be kind about it, but it is, and it's just the paintings. It just amazes me what people consider to be art. What they buy to
It's
put
in
in the
the
house.
eyes of the beholder,
There's
man.
a whole
Some
big
of these
room full
people
of
are
that stuff.
blind.
So I'll let you know. I'll let you know. Otherwise, that's
Okay.
what's going on. I've been busy with
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. We want to hear the post report on that, post sale report. And I want to know how many tons went to the dump afterwards.
It'll be carloads. There'll be carloads.
It will be. Yeah.
I'm betting at least six or seven SUVs back and forth to the nearest, unless they've organized a truck to come and collect it. Sometimes they'll find one of these groups that do that, and they're willing to take it all afterwards. Otherwise, it just back and forth to Goodwill or these other various groups that resell that stuff. But it's gonna be interesting.
It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting. Hey, speaking of interesting, you won't believe what happened to me the other day. So
I will believe it
you
because
probably will
you would
believe
never
it,
kid me.
because I would never tell a lie. So, so I was this it was last Monday. Monday's my day to volunteer at the Salvation Army, and I work in a little bike shop there, fixing bikes and that sort of thing, refurbishing bicycles. So I was going to work till like 3 o'clock because I had a 3:30 appointment that I had to do in town. So I brought along an extra pair of clothes to change because I got a t-shirt and shorts on and they're getting all dirty from tires and stuff like that. So I brought a change, a pair, another shirt and shorts. So I go into the bathroom there when we're done, get washed up, and get changed. Everything's good. I come back out, and one of the Salvation Army guys, one of the employees, comes in. He says, they can watch you in the bathroom. I said, what?
Whoa.
He said, there's a closed circuit camera in there. I said, really? He says, yeah, really. They can watch you. I'm not sure who they was. It might have been him. Like, how did he know this? Like 2 minutes later, he comes in and says, hey, they're watching you. So I said, well, they didn't see too much. That was a
That
little,
is very, very interesting.
that was
That
a
they have to monitor. Where you're working at Salvation Army is a big Salvation Army, I'm pretty sure. I've never
Yeah.
been in it myself.
Several buildings, yeah.
And it handles a lot of homeless
Client
and,
clients, yeah. Yep.
yeah, a lot of clients.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they have to have every all their bases covered when it comes to security and such and so
Yeah,
forth.
that's what it's
So.
at. Yeah, there's they got cameras everywhere, but I'm on candid camera now, I guess. So
Oh, my soul.
look for me on Pornhub, I guess. Put them to sleep.
But that isn't, I didn't know you were allowed to do that, but I guess they
It's
probably have to monitor that stuff, otherwise there would be something else going on.
yeah.
Interesting.
That's my story. That's my bizarre story of the week, anyway. So, what
Hey,
about you?
I had another question for you. I heard a thing on the radio about the native speakers trying to teach, let's say, the native language to people that have immigrated to their country. And we here in America, we call it English as a second language, ESL. I know what that acronym stands for. So we have a program where everybody that comes, they can learn English in various
Right.
schools.
Right.
Right. So I found out that other countries are having the same problem we have. This would have to do with Germany.
Okay, what's
Germany
going on in
Germany used to
Germany? We've
well
got
Germany
some
used to have
German listeners.
well they had
Okay.
some very strict rules. I mean, I admire Germany for saying, listen, if you're in Germany, you are going to learn Germany. We're not going to print everything in another language.
Okay.
And this was probably in the 80s, early 80s, that I said, well, there you go. Because I suspected we might have a problem here when I saw two languages printed on products. I said, huh, this is gonna, it's gonna open a can of worms.
Well, it's, you know, it's changing with the times. It's reflecting the population.
Demography of the people.
Yeah,
that's right.
So exactly.
It's becoming more and more casual, or, you know, everything is written in two languages. And so they were having to have the same schooling of the German languages, and they were having trouble, people getting willing to teach it. And there were so many enclaves where there wasn't speaking German anymore. So the world, I thought it was interesting that not only America do we, you know, that we try to offer that, you know, that option, but the world itself is getting really, really blended. And you don't often speak the language of the lingua franca of the country you're in now. So it's a problem.
I mean, second languages, I mean, that's been going on everywhere. We're not the only country with immigrants. Interesting. It's
I could actually get a job doing that. They said they have a hard time finding people willing to take on that.
Well,
They have the skills to do that, or
as long as you don't have to teach them spelling. As long as
well,
you don't have to spell
that,
anything.
That would be a bunch of handicapped people will be going out the door, you know.
You know, I've heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard that English is the only language that you can actually make a contest out of, spelling words, you know, spelling bees. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's an interesting thought. I never thought about that. Like, how would you?
Because we got so many pronunciation differences, same word pronounced different ways depending on what it means. And some letters are silent sometimes that are not silent in other words. So it's,
you know, I've never seen a spelling bee in Arabic, or, you know what I mean?
Maybe some
I
of our listeners can tell us that.
I wouldn't. I'll have to Google that. I don't know how they would do that.
We've got listeners in about on a regular basis, maybe 8 or 10 countries, I guess. So I'd be interested if any of them could tell. Do you have spelling bees in your native language over there?
In your country,
in
go
your
ahead
country?
and email us bucks2old@gmail.com.
Yeah, we're always looking.
I know that caught my eye, and there was something else I was going to ask you. Do you know I belong to a book club?
I do, yeah.
The BBBC, the Bluebeard Book Club.
The Bluebeard Book Club. I
The
like
Bluebeard
it.
Book Club, because the first book we read as a group was by Kurt Vonnegut called Bluebeard.
Bluebeard, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
you know, interesting one to start with. You know, they're like,
yeah, you picked a good one to start for sure.
We meet once a month, and we have a very wide variety of interesting books. Everybody sort of picks one and reads it. But we was reading a book by David Baldacci. You know that? You know that
Oh,
name, I'm sure.
yeah. He does the.
He writes a lot of books, like James Patterson. He's just got. Our library is full of his books and
pop fiction
certain.
stuff. Yeah.
Well, what I found interesting, and then and this kind of segues into something else, was like, if you're looking for a really good character, there seems to be some requirements to that character. You know, he should be maybe someone who is wrongly convicted of a crime, gets out of prison. Was a World War II veteran. You know, it's like Jack Reacher, all these characters. So the characters, they seem like, if they have all these traits, you can weave a story around them easily.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They Harry Bosch or somebody like that. I mean, they all have these certain traits that you vary that. So I'm just giving you a clue. I know you're a writer, so that's what you got to have. You got to find your character has to have all those traits. This book is referring to is called One Good Deed.
One Good Deed. Okay. So are you recommending that, or you didn't read it yet?
I did read most of it, and I caught the gist of the rest of it. But it's I think it's a 2019 version, and the book club, you know, they generally liked it. I mean, but it's it follows that theme, his character, Archer. So that's what you need. You got to have somebody that's a veteran in the war and subject to all these things and doesn't have any encumbrances and not traceable, living on cash. And away you go.
There you go. You got your story there already.
I got your story. Which brings me to my other question to you is, are we going to go see Dune?
We are. We should absolutely do that. Dune 2, Dune Part 2. Yeah.
So you're convinced they improved that?
That's the
I mean,
word on.
we were kind of disappointed in the first half. I mean.
Well, you were probably more disappointed than I was because I had read the book. It was a long time ago, but I mean, if you hadn't read the book, there was a lot happening there that they were cramming into those 2 hours. So,
Oh.
by all accounts, the part two is better. It kind of wraps up a lot of things. And there, some critics are saying it improves on the book in the sense that now versus back then when the book was written, what was what made, what was like okay to do or say versus now. Wouldn't get another way. In the book, of course, Paul, his family is, they're ahead of the empire, the intergalactic empire. And he talks about all the planets that, that they incinerated in the name of the empire and just kind of casually tosses that all off. And, it's definitely, it's a male-dominated story. And the movie, as I understand, I haven't seen it yet. It says it kind of softens a lot of that stuff, makes some twists and turns, and makes the relationship a more balanced relationship, that sort of thing. So I don't know. I want to see it. Will you be my date? Okay.
I'll go with you because we just want to finish it, and the women weren't interested in that at all,
Right.
and we always had a lot of laughs before and after. But then I said to myself, I wonder if thinking that I'm the only person to think of this, I said, I wonder if it's this is, Star Wars had copied something from Dune because Dune was out earlier than Star Wars, 65. Star Wars is 77. So I just go ahead and Google that, and there is a whole plethora of people who thought the same thing, that George Lucas stole, the ideas of Empire and everything from Dune, and he just managed to get it into a movie with some technical stuff that was new. And of course that took on to his life of its own. But I'm thinking I'm the only one to notice that connection. All these movies, I'm
Not
probably
the
one
only
of them.
one, yeah.
Yeah, there are so many people that already made that. There's nothing new under the sun there. So okay, so we'll go and see that, and then we'll report on that one. And I had another thing too. Did you see any of the intros for the new Ghostbuster movies? I have a
I
reason
did
for
see,
asking that.
I saw one of the clips on TV. Yeah. So is that one that's got you excited or?
Oh, only because I looked at, did you see Bill Murray?
Bill Murray is
Bill
a
Murray looks
new.
like an old buck, I'm telling
Yeah.
you.
Dan Aykroyd's got his hair all dyed up. He's
Yeah, I said to myself. So there you go. He's still able to make something out of that character. So I doubt if I'll go see that. It'll probably be on television,
Yeah, you'll be able to see
not
it
long
on
after.
Netflix or somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, so I probably won't go see that one.
Hey, could you deal with a News for Geeks segment this episode? We haven't
Yeah.
done
What
News
are
for Geeks in a long time.
you are intrigued by some of the interesting stuff out there.
I am intrigued by geeky stuff.
I don't cover as much ground as you do when it comes to all that information. So what are you going to spring on me? Go ahead,
Well,
lay it on.
I was just reading about it. Company that's being put together to do moon mining. Okay. And what they're going to be mining for is helium 3.
Helium.
Helium 3. That's an isotope of helium. Helium 4 is the most prevalent isotope that we have here on Earth. There are only two natural isotopes, helium 3 and helium 4. The difference being helium 3 has one less neutron, okay? It's got two protons and one neutron instead of two and two. Helium 3 has a lot of potential uses coming down the line here, like medical imaging. It's used in medical imaging. Now we have it on Earth and it gets extracted, but it's very, very, very sparse, okay? There's only one millionth of it. As much of it as there is helium 4. Okay, so there's not much here. And again, quantum computing, medical imaging, future nuclear fission, excuse me, fusion, developments, blah, 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 that sort of thing. So anyway, this company formed to extract the helium-3 from the moon rock. Because most of the helium is out in space, okay? And the helium-3 that's floating around can't make it through our atmosphere. All right, it gets bounced off our atmosphere, or picks up a neutron. I don't know. Anyway, so they think that there's a lot more out on the moon than there is here, to the point where it could possibly, at some outrageous price, be economical to mine it. So it's an interesting concept. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but that's.
So the moon rock then obviously could pass through the atmosphere, and they could extract it once they get it back down here.
Yeah, they didn't make it clear exactly what their process would be, but they would have to extract, some moon rock and process it somehow to concentrate the helium-3 to some extent, because you couldn't be just you just couldn't be flying all the moon rock back to the Earth.
Well, I will tell you. I'll tell you the truth, that was a fact that has not caught my attention.
That's
Hey, I'll
probably
tell you what did
me
catch
and
my attention.
two other geeky guys. That's about
You
it,
know what
yeah.
did catch my attention? Somebody said the mining that's going to occur in order to provide enough copper and lithium and stuff for batteries and stuff like that for this electric, the mining that
Oh
has to
yeah.
occur to extract that is going to be horrific.
Big number, big number. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, they're going to have to put some big holes in the ground, and people are going to be upset about, I mean, like if you're sitting on a pile of lithium, pretty much they're going to scrape you off and dig it out.
Yeah.
I mean, that
Honest, yeah.
concept scared me. I said, holy smokes. I said, there's got to be people that wouldn't want you know what those copper mines looks like.
Oh man,
They can be
massive, massive,
vast
massive
holes.
holes. Yeah.
So if you're going to try to do that, around the world to meet this demand, we're in for a pretty scarred planet. So see how that works out.
That works. Yeah. Maybe the Bitcoin guys will shut down.
Hey, before we get too far, I have a question for you, Dave. Do
Okay.
you ever follow the CBD oil business?
Do I follow it?
Yeah, I mean, are you aware of all that? Do you know what
Well,
it
I'm aware
is?
that it's out there. I actually bought it and tried it once. I tried it for a month. I noticed no difference. I was looking at, for like lower backache, that sort of thing. Didn't do anything for me. A lot of people say it does help them. So what do you think? Have you tried it?
No, but I'm going to try it. I think they said it might be good. I read in the paper recently that it might be good for a little bit of neuropathy. But I don't know whether it's the amount of TCH,
THC.
or
Oh,
THC,
that's
excuse me.
different. That's different.
I
That's
know that's different, but I'm not sure exactly if they put a dab of that in there, or if that's the dab you have to put in there to make this stuff work. I don't know.
little dab will
But
do you.
for all the folks out there maybe suffering from something that they're not getting much relief from, desperate men do desperate things, and so you try, and if you're one of the lucky ones that maybe psychologically or actually physically you get some help with it,
Yeah.
then I'd say all the best to you. But I'll go ahead and sprinkle some stuff on the area of concern and see if it works. And I'll let you know,
Yeah.
but I'm
Well,
not against that by any means. I'm not
and if
against
that
trying.
doesn't work, get some of those THC gummies. That'll make you feel different for sure. You'll be
Well,
dancing. Those feet will be dancing, man. I'm telling you.
no, it's not so much. Well, one time when I was on, we was on patrol. I mean, we were doing some outreach. And I had a toothache, and the local people,
Local medicine man.
well, the local ladies saw, I was complaining about, what a toothache feels like when you got one that's sensitive. They said, "We'll make you some tea, and it'll help you." And it did, and I drank that tea a little bit, maybe a couple times a day for until I got back to where I was back in civilization and could get that thing removed or fixed. So I'm not against what it takes to relieve a little pain or get
Relieve a
by,
little
because
pain, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to begrudge anybody that opportunity. So I'll let you know how the CBD is. And anybody else out there has got a good report on that? I wouldn't mind hearing about that too. If you want to take a minute and drop us a line
Yeah.
and tell
Drop us a
me
line, leave us
how
a
it worked
message.
for you and
Yeah.
whether even if it was a placebo.
We're looking for
VV,
feedback,
VV,
folks.
yeah, VV1 uses that all the time. It's so easy. She just hits it, and
Yeah.
while the thought is fresh, she just fires off her thoughts on it. And if she is listening, I'll
We need
send
to
my
get her
greetings to
back for other.
VV1. Yeah,
Yeah, we
so
need to get her back.
hope she's
Yeah.
well. If she's listening, go ahead and check in with us. Let us know that she's in good spirits and well, and we'll get her back up here with us.
Yeah, and hoping all the folks down in Nassau are doing well as well. We talked a little bit about that last week, and then I got a letter from an alert listener who said I kind of messed up the origin of Nassau, but so I put something in the show notes to compensate for that a little bit. So if you want to look at last week's show notes, it'll show a little more intelligence than I put forth. So anyway.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on out there in the world, and I'll never have time to talk about it all, but it's always good to get together and share some thoughts and the two old bucks getting older.
Yeah. Well, hey, beats the alternative, buddy. Beats the alternative.
I won't be here. If when that day comes, I won't be able to hear that. Well, look, apparently it didn't beat his alternative. He didn't hear, wasn't around here in the final
Okay,
comment.
we're getting into the death trap here. Maybe it's
Yeah,
time to go. Maybe it's time.
it's time to go. All right, then. Old Buck Dell saying thank you for listening, good people. Talk to you next time.
Okay, this is Old Buck Dave saying the same thing. Take care. Talk to you next week where we have some more exciting news coming your way. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.